And good morning, listeners. Welcome to a Monday Sports Roundup here on this wet Monday morning, 101.5 FM, the 18th day of May. And just going back in time, on this day in 1824, the convict settlement at Moreton Bay was founded, which obviously led to the formation of Brisbane Future Urban Development. Trip down the path, that pass lane there. Well, let's have a look at the sporting headlines in the Herald Sun in Melbourne. It's golf as Cameron Smith sizzled before a cruel bogey ended his PGA hopes. The single bogey at the 17th, the short putt on the 18th, cost him dearly in Pennsylvania, where he tied for fifth, three shots from the lead. The Daily Telegraph in Sydney and the Courier Mail in Brisbane. Easy to guess what the news is all about this morning. State of origin selections with in New South Wales, Tedesco in, Edwards out as Laurie Daly makes sweeping changes. And in Brisbane, the official Maroons team, Walker's in, Walsh snubbed, and six debutants. More about that later. But just as an interesting aside from the weekend, a big sporting weekend, of course, for those winners beginning with the letter M. Man City won the English FA Cup final, defeating Chelsea 1-0. Melbourne City, they won the Australian Women's A-League football competition on the weekend, defeating Wellington 3-1. In the AFL, the Melbourne Demons defeated Hawthorn at the Melbourne Cricket Ground. In rugby league, it was Magic Round in Brisbane, with the Melbourne Storm defeating the Eels and the Manly Sea Eagles defeating the West Tigers. And in local rugby union on the Sunshine Coast, Maroochydore, men's A grade, they defeated Brothers 33-8. And in basketball, well, the Moreton Bay Suns, they had a bye in men's and women's on the weekend, so they had wins as well. Just an interesting aside, big weekend for the winners beginning with the letter M. Now, basketball. In men's Division 1, the Queensland State League, and the women's, as I said, Moreton Bay Suns, they had a bye on the weekend. The men are sitting third, the women seventh. They'll take on Toowoomba next weekend on Saturday away, so big games coming up there. In the NBL 1 North, Friday night, Townsville defeated the Sunshine Coast Phoenix 82-78 at Maroochydore. Isabel Palmer in the women's, she scored 17 points. In the men's, the Phoenix, they defeated Townsville 86-75 with Jamal Roboto also scoring 17 points. And in the NBA in the US, Oklahoma City, they'll take on San Antonio in the Western Conference semifinal. New York, they'll take on the winner of Detroit and Cleveland in the Eastern Conference. In rugby union, Super Rugby on Saturday in Perth, the Western Force, surprise win against the Queensland Reds, 19-14, with a gutsy win there. Back rower Joe Bale and winger Tom Ryan tries for the Reds. Sixth on the ladder now, 28 points. They play Pacifica and Fiji in their last two games. Sunshine Coast Rugby Union, the A grade, round 5. Uni defeated Caboolture 40-10. Chase Tupo, a try for the Caboolture team. They'll take on Caloundra in the local derby next Saturday at Caboolture. It's Old Boys Day as well. So in the women, Noosa, 5-5. They're on top of the ladder on 24 points. So see how they go next weekend. In the AFL, well, round 10, big loss by the Brisbane Lions on Thursday night to Geelong at the Gabba, 117-76 in the grand final rematch. Sean Manor, 5 goals for Geelong. Charlie Cameron, 3 goals for the Lions. They're now 7th on the ladder. Play GWS next Sunday. And the Suns, they defeated Port Adelaide in Darwin. 10th straight win in Darwin, 98-73. Jed Walters and Ned Moyle, 3 goals each. They're now 4th on the ladder. They'll take on North Melbourne away next Saturday. Short break, listeners, and we'll be back with more here on Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM. Well, this is Monday Sports Roundup, continues here on 101.5 FM. And in the local AFL, on round 7 on Saturday in the QAFL, the men, Surfers Paradise defeated Noosa, 90-78. Maroochydore had the bye. And in the women, Wilston Grange defeated Moreton Bay. And in the QFA Men's Division 1, Maine defeated Caloundra. Tom Ruggles, 4 goals for Caloundra there. Moreton Bay, they had the bye. In the football soccer, as we said, the English FA Cup, Man City 1 defeated Chelsea 0 at Wembley in front of 84,000 people on Saturday night. Man City, that's their 8th title. Next weekend in the English Premier League, round 38, it's the final round, all games played next Saturday at the same time. All eyes will be looking at Tottenham and West Ham at the bottom of the ladder, as well as Arsenal and Man City, only separated by 2 points. And in the A-League, as we said, the women's grand final on Saturday in Melbourne, Melbourne City 3 defeated Wellington 1 to claim their 5th title, Holly McNamara a double for City. And in the Australia Cup, Caboolture through to round 6, they'll take on AC Carina with a date to be determined. In rugby league, of course, and it was magic round, as we said, in Brisbane, and started with New South Wales claiming the Women's State of Origin series, winning game 2 on Thursday night, 14-10. The Dolphins in the men's then, They defeated the Rabbits 32-10. Max Platt, an outstanding game, and he's been rewarded with State of Origin selection. Cowboys defeated the Roosters 18-12 in probably their best win of the season. The Knights, they defeated the Titans. But in a big blow, the Broncos suffered their third straight loss, losing to the Warriors 42-12. Ouch. The Warriors now second on the ladder. State of Origin teams, seven new faces for New South Wales. Tames Tedesco recalled at fullback. Katoni Staggs from the Broncos also in the centres. For Queensland, Sam Walker in at halfback because of Tom Dearden's injury. Kalen Ponga replaces Rhys Walsh at fullback. Five Daltons, three Titans, one Cowboy and three Broncos in the Queensland team. Game one, 27th of May in Sydney. Sunshine Coast Gympie Rugby League in the men's A grade, round six. Local derby, Stanley River 26 defeated Caboolture 8. Logan Cox, two tries for Stanley River. And in the C grade, Merry Valley, Yandina, Kilcoy, Beerwa, Caboolture, all on 12 points, only separated by percentage. In the Queensland Cup, the Falcons and the Dolphins, they had a bye on the weekend, and they'll play next weekend. Falcons, top of the ladder on 16, Dolphins third on 13 points. Well, listeners, in tennis, we need to acknowledge the passing of Aussie tennis great and four-time Grand Slam champion Mark Anderson last week at age 91. The Queenslander grew up on a cattle station at Theodore, population of about 450, and wait for this, where his father built a court on the property out of dirt and ant nests. Doesn't get any better than that. Anderson won the 1957 US Open singles and three major doubles titles. After retiring, he mentored many young players, including Pat Rafter, Scott Draper, Wally Masur, and John Fitzgerald, and from all accounts, was an outstanding person on and off the tennis court. Listeners, that brings us to the end of Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. In the meantime, have a great week and look forward to your company again next Monday. Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM.